What up, what up, what up, what up, people? It's your boy Justin Ramos here. We are back with a brand new episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. Your boy is back. It's 2021, ladies and gentlemen. We are still in the month of January, and it's already the 25th. What is going on, people? Brooklyn, what's good? What's up, everybody? How you guys been, man? I'm starting off the year good, you know what I'm saying? I got my first W on sneakers after a six-month losing streak. I was able to snag up the Volt Gold Jordan 1s, so I'm very, very excited about that. My first win of the year. I was like, yo, your boy is back. The reigning, defending, undisputed world champion of Jordan 1s. You feel me? So the year's been starting off good. I mean, I did take a loss a couple weeks later, which was this past Saturday on the 23rd when I tried to get the Sunflower Yeezy 700s or the Suns, whatever you want to call them. Sunflower, Sun, same thing. You know us people in the sneaker world, we always making up names for stuff, right? Right? But it's okay. I'll cop them later. I've been watching them on the GOAT app and the StockX and making sure that the pricing is where I want it to be before I make that purchase. I've also been thinking really close about copping my grails, which are the band ones. I specifically want the 2016 because they're only, almost 5 years old. Because I know they came out like in the spring of 2016. So they're almost 5 years old, but it's not that old to where they'll break down. So I've been thinking about copping that sneaker. And I do want to say thank you guys for supporting this show. You know, Just a Kid from Brooklyn started at WLGR at LaGuardia Community College. My old stomping grounds where I graduated from and got that degree. Got my associates in communication with the concentration of mass media. You feel me? So shout out to everybody who's been following me since day one when I started that show way back when, a couple years ago, in the basement of the radio studio at LaGuardia Community College. Shout out to the folks in the M building. Shout out to the WLGR team. But we are now here on every streaming platform. Just a Kid from Brooklyn can be heard on Apple, Spotify, Google, Anchor, which is powering this episode and every episode. Shout out to the good folks at Anchor and all the independent podcasting streams. My show is everywhere. Which means I'm everywhere, which means my voice is everywhere. You feel me? You know how it is when you're from Brooklyn. We rise to the top. Anyway, what else is going on? We got a new administration, right? We got Joe Biden as our 46th president of the United States of America. And we got Kamala Harris. Not only is she the first female vice president, she's also the first black woman to be vice president of the United States. So that's awesome. We finally got Agent Orange the fuck out of here, that motherfucker, right? Causing all that havoc, right? Got folks storming the Capitol for this jackass, right? Out here wilding the fuck out. Not my president. Trump is my president. Well, he ain't nobody's president anymore, is he? Is he? Nope. Got impeached not once, but twice, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations to numero 45. Congratulations, because you just played yourself. He's out, and now we got Biden. So hopefully, he does the right thing, you know what I'm saying, and does right by the people. You know, politicians make all these promises, and some keep them, and some don't, and some try and keep them, but the House might be against them, and they vote against everything that they try and put into place. Luckily, we all did our job, you know, voting time, and we put the House in order, so I think it's going to be good. But anyway, enough with the politics. What's going on with your boy? Your boy is feeling good, okay? Been working hard in the gym. Been working hard at work. Shout out to the, you know where I work. Anyway, y'all don't even know my business. But your boy was making some money over the holidays. You feel me? Okay? Making them dollars. Yes, I am a stand-up comedian by night. But in the daytime, I make that real money. You feel me? Day job is a must in the Edmonds and Ramos and Session clan. You must make that dollar to make her wanna holler. You feel me? Anyway, so I've been doing my thing in the gym, man. I am down quite a few pounds, you know? When I started working back in November, when I went back to work, I was 224. Now I'm a lean, mean 201.2 pounds. You know what I'm saying? 0.20, whatever the hell you want to call it. Your boy's looking good. You understand? Some might even say that I might even be perfect. Shout out to my man, Booker T. That's a Booker T line. You know, we work hard for our artists down here. We work hard for our artists. We just a small company. Really, that's from the Five Heartbeats, but Booker T says it every week. Shout out to my man, Booker T, the Hall of Famer. You feel me? I'm feeling good, man. Feeling good. You know, I don't feel as heavy anymore. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you get over a certain pound, you start being like, I can't breathe. I can't do one push-up. I was always able to do more than one push-up, but I'm very happy in where I'm at. I'm back in my fitness, back on my fitness journey, you know, the right way. Still eat whatever the hell I want. My secret was the job that I was working. It's very physical. It's a lot of walking. So all my cardio was done the 6 days a week and over 40 hours I was pulling in at work. So that's my real secret. I still eat whatever the fuck I want. But I was also making sure that I woke up, you know, 5 days a week and hit that gym right before work. So my only day off was Sunday. So I was doing Sunday through Thursday, hitting that gym and clanging and banging like The Rock like to say. Because you know, rent is due, motherfucker. And in the words of CT, as long as I'm above ground, it's still my motherfucking set. If I can breathe, it's still my motherfucking set. And people go, well, how many reps are you doing? In the words of CT, all of them, motherfucker. That's how many reps we gonna do. All of them shits. How many sets are you doing? All of them, motherfucker. On the comedy side, things have been a little slowed down due to the pandemic, right? I mean, there's a lot of virtual comedy going on. A lot of folks are still braving the cold, right? And going out and doing these rooftop shows and 30 degrees, 28 degrees, the low 40s, right? The outside on patios and these heated igloos that we have all around New York City. And of course, there's a lot of, you know, virtual shows going on Instagram, Facebook Watch, and Zoom, and StreamYard, and YouTube, and every social media outlet. There's ways for comedians to get their content out there. There's been a lot of surge in more comics doing skits and, you know, prank videos and podcasting and radio shows from home and things like that. Me, I've been kind of chilling. The last show I did, which was my first ever virtual show on Zoom, shout out to Tony Bird for thinking of me. She always thinks of me. That's my sister, Tony Bird, and I got a chance to do my first Zoom show. It was a birthday roast for her. And I tore her up. She knows it. It was fun. It was. I was nervous before I got on, but you know, I went to school for television and radio, so I just kind of treated it like I'm in class. You know what I'm saying? Like the same way what I used to do in my TV production days. As soon as that camera hit, I was on. So you know, and I've been doing stand up what 10 years now, since 2010. It's, you know, I'm almost in my 11th year. In October, right, of this year, 2021. So it's just something I've been doing, you know. I'm used to being on camera, used to being on a microphone. So it was like second nature. As soon as they was like, Justin, it's your time, introducing Justin Ramos. And I just did my thing. Did my little snap jokes, you know what I'm saying? You know how black folks did my little jokey jokes. And then I went straight into an impression of her and people loved it. She loved it. I loved it. It was fun. So I'm looking forward to doing more stuff like that. If it's going to be whack, I don't want to do it. As far as live shows, I got some shows coming up. I'm actually going to be in Long Island. I'm going to stop through and do some time out in Long Island this Thursday. The name of the comedy show is called, let me get it. But it's a new show, started last year out in L.I., And I was able to talk to the producer of the show. I sent him a clip because that's what you're supposed to do. that's the professional way to get work and get them dollars. So I will be in Long Island, Crab Legs and Comedy Show. Showtime is 8 p.m. It's at Club 12. So look that up. Club 12, Long Island. You feel me? Your boy's going to be in the building. You know what I'm saying? Go there and show people who Justin Ramos is. I got some other shows lined up. When I get those dates, you guys will be the first to know. But, you know, my last live show, I did 3 in November. I did Harlem Nights. I did Inkwell. And I did Now and Then right out here in Bushwick, not too far from where I live. And it was amazing. It was dope. Like, those shows were awesome. Over the summer, I did a couple shows. I did a show in the park out in Harlem, St. Nicholas Park. That was interesting. It was fun. I did a show in Crown Heights over the summer as well. And, you know, that was fun because, you know, I like doing shows for my people. The brothers and sisters, you know, those to me, black audiences are the best audiences. So that's my niche. I am a black Hispanic male. You know what I'm saying? So I can relate to the black community because I'm a part of it. And I can also relate to the Latin community because I'm a part of it. And I'm from Brooklyn. So when you put me in front of my people, I'ma show out. You feel me? But yeah, I look forward to more shows coming up. I know it's cold now. So this is kind of that time in comedy where it's like things don't start to pick up. Like during once it hits the holidays till about March, it's kind of dead for comedy. And then once the weather breaks and we get deeper into March, April, that's when shows start to pick up for comedy. And it has nothing to do, you know, with the pandemic. Doesn't really, it's slowed down comedy, but there's still things going. It's just that because the governor doesn't have any indoor, you know, dining, a lot of bar shows and of course comedy clubs still haven't reopened. But the bar shows, since indoor dining has been on pause and it's just outdoor only, which is ridiculous in the winter, but you know, whatever he wants to do, that he's helping us out with, you know, we're basically surviving, the smart ones. So, and it's, you know, shout out to Governor Cuomo, you're doing a great job, bro. But I do want my comedy clubs open again so I could do some shows, but you know, whatever. So until that happens, you know, I'm gonna just try and get whatever bookings I can get. And I use that word strongly with a capital B, bookings, so I can get them dollars, okay? The less guest spots and open mics that Justin Ramos has to do, he's gonna do. He out for the dollar, you feel me? I got some, you know, some projects coming up. I'm also working on going back into the radio business. I haven't worked in radio since my station and company was basically sold, Cumulus Media. I worked there 2018 to 2019. They housed WABC, Nash FM, the legendary WPLJ, which later just became PLJ, 90 whatever, I forget the number right now. And of course, the station where I learned the most, shout out to Utopia from PLJ, one of my mentors, and shout out to my other mentor, the one and only La Loca, for showing me the ropes in the comedy, in the radio business, not the comedy business. I probably show her comedy stuff. If she hears this, she's gonna laugh. But you know, I'm very grateful for my mentors there. Shout out to my boy Jamie Roberts for pointing me in the right direction and getting guiding me through, even though he don't think he did. But I'm working on getting back into the radio business as soon as I can, because that's one of my goals, one of my dreams, and I'm going to execute it. So I got something lined up. I won't talk about it until I sign on the dotted line, but just know that you guys will know and hear it first, because you're listening to my show, right? That's what we here for. Just a kid from Brooklyn, your boy Jay Ramos, aka Justin Ramos, you know what I'm saying? The pretty boy Ramos. No, we're not the pretty boy no more. We retired from that years ago. We retired. We not niching. We not styling and profiling. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I got some things lined up. Gonna be putting out more content again since I have some free time. Finally got like a little breather, you know, from all of the holiday work and work, you know what I mean? It's just hectic. So I didn't really have time to drop an episode. So I'm back now, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're happy. That's my fake sound effect. You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh my God, he's back. It's beautiful. It was like, Justin. And then it was like, you know, freaking encore started playing. Thank you. You're far too kind. That was a bad beat that I was trying to do out loud. It's your boy, yeah. It's your boy Hova. You listening to Jessica from Brooklyn with my boy Justin. Gotta work on that, Jay-Z, right? I know. It's cool. Don't make fun of me for it. You know, I'm good at voices. But sometimes it's celebrity ones I just can't do. I could do some, but I can't do all. I'm gonna work on it. But I'm back, man. I'm gonna put out some more content, you know. I'm gonna continue to cover the current events. You know, I'm gonna talk my sneaker shit, you know what I'm saying? Cause that's what I love. Sneaker comedy and boxing with a sprinkle of wrestling. Nah, I'm just joking. I like a lot of wrestling. But yeah, man. Jessica here from Brooklyn is back, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna be rolling out some of the shows with some special guests, comedians, music artists, fashion designers, because I have a lot of friends in entertainment and in the fashion world. So stay tuned for all of that. Stay tuned for, you know, everything that I'm putting out, everything that I'm working on right now. This is going to be the first episode of this week, and I'm probably going to drop more. So we know that it's season 2, and you guys are going to know that I'm here, okay? And I ain't going nowhere. So enjoy this episode. Make sure you share it. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend to tell that friend to tell a cousin to tell a baby mama, their baby daddy, their sister, baby mommy, auntie, cousin, grandma, great grandma, and everybody that your boy Justin Ramos is back on the motherfucking podcast. You feel me? For your audio pleasure, your boy Just a Kid from Brooklyn is out. You feel me? So make sure you subscribe, you rate this a 5-star rated show. Make sure you support the podcast by sharing it with your friends, your loved ones. Wash your hands, wash your ass, cause I'm out. You feel me? This has been another episode, Just a Kid from Brooklyn. This is season 2, ladies and gentlemen. Your boy Jay Ramos is out. East New York, stand up.